Trump declares an end to any role for the U.S. as a global policeman, and an American man becomes the first person to complete a solo trek across the Antarctic. This is TRT World's Daily News Brief for Thursday, December 27th. President Donald Trump has visited U.S. troops in Iraq in a surprise trip. It was his first visit to troops in a conflict zone. The visit came after he announced last week that he was pulling U.S. troops out of Iraq's neighbor, Syria. He said the U.S. would no longer be the world's policeman. U.S. markets surged overnight, with the Dow Jones gaining more than 1,000 points in its best day for more than a decade. Asian shares broadly followed suit, albeit at a less frenetic pace, and European futures are pointing higher. However, the real test will be the trading day in the U.S. on Thursday. Indonesia has widened the no-go zone near a volcano that is believed to have triggered last Saturday's tsunami that killed over 400 people. Authorities raised the alert level for the Anak Krakatau volcano to high and rerouted all flights around it. Authorities fear it could trigger more tsunamis. Yemeni officials say a UN team has met representatives of the country's warring partners for the first time in Hodeidah to monitor a UN-brokered ceasefire. The truce in the key port city and its surroundings went into effect on December 18th, but it remains shaky. If it holds, it could lead to a broader check on the civil and regional proxy war. And finally, a man from the U.S. has become the first person to walk across Antarctica without any assistance. Colin O'Brady trekked across the polar continent in an epic 54-day journey that was previously thought to be impossible. And that's your daily news brief from TRT World. For more, head to trtworld.com.